Good morning, everybody. This is your host, Diane, and we are here in Inspirational Uplift. We are here on Inspirational Uplift with your host. Okay, so our next topic that we will be discussing, which is a very important topic tonight, this morning, wherever you are in the world, I'm so grateful that you're here to listen and as well to be encouraged. So the next topic is learn to pray for yourself and your family. We will be discussing prayer and learning to pray. There's a lot of people who say they don't know how to pray. And it is so easy because prayer is the communication to the Lord. You know, it is communication to the Lord. It is how you build a relationship with the Lord through prayer, you know, through prayer, and also through the things that you do, as well as faith, but also with prayer. So I'm going to tell you a story. When was it? It was some couple of nights ago. And I was on Instagram. No, actually it was Facebook. One of them. But anyhow, I was listening to DMX. And he had something to say about, you know, prayer as well as the Lord in such a time such as this, what we are in. And one of the things that he said was, you know, when it comes to him, a lot of people would ask him, you know, how you doing, D? Is it possible you could pray for me? And, you know, he'd do it, you know, but in the end, in his mind, he's like, okay, especially in a time such as this, you need to learn to pray for yourself as well as your family. Because you're not going to always have someone, whether it's a pastor, whether it's a friend, whether it's whoever, to pray for you. So, and I do understand what he means by that. Because, yes, we do have a lot of people. It's so easy to say, okay, pray for me, pray for me. And not only that, let me tell you something too. You have to be careful who you ask to pray for you. Because not everybody is praying for you. For the good, you got people who pray for you for the bad. So you got to be very careful and be in discernment in who you ask to pray for you. But it's very important to learn to pray for yourself. Because the Lord wants to hear from you. This is something that I've always said to people. Especially when it came to my family. I said, listen, I don't mind praying for you. It's my honor to pray for you. I don't mind praying for you. But at the same time, the Lord want to hear from you because you're going through the affliction. I am the intercessor. I am the one standing in the gap for you. But you are the person he needs to hear from. He needs to be invited in so that he can do what he needs to do. And have your prayer to be answered. Excuse me. Have your prayer to be answered. So, it is very important that you learn to pray for yourself as well as your family. And don't always leave prayer in the hands of two people. Now, if you are in a church and you have your pastor and you trust your pastor, my advice is, because we have a lot of pastors in sheep clothing, okay, what I advise you before you actually pastor to pray for you is pray for him and ask the Lord to give him discernment when it comes to prayer for you. And make sure that the prayer that he's saying for you is with heartfelt and is with good intentions and is in good communication with the Lord. And not no other deity and not no other false gods and not, you know, things of wickedness. Please be careful, people, when you ask people to pray for you. That's my whole point. Okay, that's my whole point. Now, a lot of people, when you ask, when they ask, they said, why don't you pray for yourself? And they would say, well, I don't know how to pray for myself. Okay. Prayer is not something that you have to use big, eloquent. I mean, if you want to, you can. Eloquent words, if you want to, you can. But it's just simple sincerity of communication with the Lord. You wake up in the morning, before you get out of bed, or when you get out of bed, go onto your knees by your bedside, and say, Heavenly Father, before I begin my prayer, I ask for forgiveness. I ask for forgiveness of yesterday, everything I said, I feel, I think. Forgive me so that my prayer will be able to be acceptable in the communication towards the throne. And then you begin. Father, thank you for waking us up each and every morning. Continue to give us a second chance. Continue to guide us and walk with us. Continue to have your light shine upon us so that we can be a light for others that are filled with darkness. I thank you for listening to this prayer, Father, and it is accepted in your name. It is accepted with the communication and the relationship with you. In your name's sake, we pray. Amen. If you're a beginner of prayer, you can say something like that. You can say something very short. Thank you, Lord, for this day. He understands it. He loves you. And let me tell you something. If you don't know what to say, that's where the Holy Spirit is also an intercessor. And he's also a person who stands in the gap when we don't have nothing to say, that he's able to understand our murmurings and take it to the throne and say, all right, Lord, here is what your child, your daughter or son have said. We must answer this prayer. And that's the beautiful thing with prayer. Prayer is communication, sincere communication. Please don't play around in your prayers. Don't pray for things that you know the Lord is not going to grant. Let me tell you something. You know when the Lord is not going to answer a certain prayer because the way that you're asking it, and it's not within his will. It is from your will. And he's not answering anything from your will because he know what your will is. He know where your will stands. Okay, and so just be careful what you pray for. Have a sincere communication. Don't play with it when it comes to prayer. If you're praying for someone else, pray with the sincerity of forgiveness in your heart. I know that is something difficult. Listen, same way I'm ministering to you, I am ministering to myself. So understand that, okay? But prayer is very important. It's very important. It will comfort you. It will set you, like I said, to back to the center. It will lift your head when your head has been down for so long. He will lift your head and help you carry on what you need to do. Okay, so just be careful when you pray, and make sure your heart is sincere, because it is communication toward the throne, to our Heavenly Father. So be careful what you pray for. Okay, so that was just a short conversation about prayer. I thank you all for listening to this podcast, and I'm just so grateful for you guys. I did pray and ask the Lord to help me with the words to say for this session, and may you each of you have a great morning or night, and stay in faith, stay in prayer. Thank you for listening to Inspirational Uplift, and I hope that I uplifted you with this topic of learning to pray for yourself and your family, because with every prayer that you say, your family benefits as well as you. Don't forget that. And I love you. I may not know you. You're near, you're far, wherever you are, I love you. Okay, so pray for me as pray. Well, I'm gonna pray for me. Okay, but pray for your family and be the example that your family needs so that they can follow within the light that you're the light that you're shining. Okay, because the Lord is working through you. Okay, through you, for you, and with you. Okay, so I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to Inspirational Uplift with your host, Diane. And have a blessed day or night. Bye-bye.